This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part, and be part of the conversation. Really, just don't hang out being stupid. Be part of the conversation. And I do so much appreciate the time that you take, you know, sending me emails or messages or what have you. Now, if you want to be, if you want to get text messaging, you know, messages by text, so I know when you're coming on, then you simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Sonia Schmidt is going to join me after the break. We'll have a lot of fun. With the issues today, always a good time when she's on with us. And all right, so let me get to it, because this one here, I've been chopping up the bit to do this one for a while. This is like stupid. This is stupid going somewhere to happen. Now, for those of you who love public education and you think you have nothing to worry about, you know, there are some great public education areas. I mean, great ones. But here's the deal, people. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to what your kids are bringing home. Pay attention to what they're learning in school. What if I told you that there was a class that, you know, pretty much the 10-year-old girls were having a, you know, a competition in putting condoms on? Yeah, let that sink in for a second. I mean, this isn't reading, writing, and arithmetic. And California parents, I mean, they're getting madder and madder and madder, but, you know, recently there was an article in the L.A. Times, and the L.A. Times got on, think about this, they got on Gavin Newsom for his inability to do what the people wanted him to do. He was treating it like his own little, and he still is. He treats the governorship like his own little dictatorship. Outrage is growing in California against nearly approved sex education materials in public schools. It's shocking, Rebecca Friedrich said. Now, she's the founder of Kids in Country. She said that one school had 10 and 11-year-old girls participating in a condom race in which they ran in front of male classmates, right? And they were supposed to be the first to put a condom on a model of an erect adult male penis. Now, why they say an erect adult male penis, I don't... Anyway, I'm not going to say anything. I always tell people that the scary thing is I'll give radio interviews, and I can't even say on the radio the things that are being taught in our elementary and middle schools. Now, think about that. Something wrong with that, isn't there? Friedrichs has helped to organize several local, state, and statewide parent protests against the new materials. National Catholic Register reports the concerns center around changes approved by the California Board of Education in May. Now, the programs are supposed to comply with the 2015... Now, see, why would you be against this? Note it specifically, California Healthy Youth Act, which mandates the teaching of medically accurate and age-appropriate comprehensive sex education at least once in middle school and once in high school. This is heading for the elementary schools, people. And not just in California, because you know the way California goes is the way the rest of the country goes. California and Texas dictate to a big degree, from an education standpoint, what books are being put out there. The new framework encourages but does not mandate classroom conversations in sixth grade about pleasuring yourself. And in kindergarten, they have discussions about gender identity. The goal is not to cause confusion about the gender of the child, but to develop awareness that other expressions exist. In kindergarten, really? Because they think that deep? Oh, no, seriously, think about it. You really think that a kindergarten child can actually grasp the idea that somebody isn't what they are when they were born? Let that sink in for a second. Several units cover human sexuality and reproductive body parts. A lesson on sexually transmitted diseases notes the selling points of sexual abstinence, but also encourages condom use. Right? You know, and I've seen, because I'm on a school board, I have seen that curriculum, right? Telling a child that, well, it would be great if you could abstain from sex, but we know you're not going to. We know it's not human nature to want to abstain from sex. So when you do, now if you do, so when you do, make sure you have. You know, that's not training against. That's not offering all sides of the issue. Parents may opt their children out of participating. Most parents don't even know that it exists. Really, seriously. They don't even know these things exist. They don't know these things are being taught because they come in afterward. I mean, think about this. Here, where's what they call this thing? Oh, why? How brain dead do you have to be to opt your child out of the Healthy Youth Act? Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, no. I think my child should go to the Healthy Youth Act to learn how to eat healthy and think about what they're thinking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, Sony Schmidt's going to join me on the side of the break, and I had contacted her earlier today to say, look, you haven't been on in a while. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about, you know, I mean, I haven't had a chance to debrief with her. She's an African-American woman, right? She'd be totally against Trump because he doesn't, well, think about it. He doesn't like blacks. He doesn't like women. I mean, she's got two strikes against her to start with. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Hang in. Tune back in. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. A lot of fun. I really so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I don't want her to hang long, so we're just going to bring her on with us. Sonia Schmidt joins me from time to time. And tonight, you know, it's Friday night. We both were sitting around doing nothing. I said, why don't you come on? We'll just antagonize the crud out of some people. And she said, fine. How do I sign up? When do I sign up for that? Sonia, thanks for being with me. how are you doing tonight?
This is past my bedtime, Joe.
What's your point? I don't get it. But
you know what happens to me when I'm sleeping?
We're going to see you in your little bunny slippers and stuff like that? Is that what you're saying?
No, not that bad. Okay. It's just that I get giddy when I'm pooped. So forgive me in advance for anything I may say.
Ooh. Earlier I sent you some messages. I said, look, this is what I want to talk about, and we'll have some fun with it. So Trump's speech, I know that everybody's probably beat this to death, but really, I'm trying to get a feel from other people. So with Trump's speech, how did you feel he did? Were there any points that stuck out for you, or was he just kind of rallying the base, if you would?
Okay, there are many things about that, but first, I just want to, being the girl that I am, I just want to talk about Melania first, okay? When she stepped out on that stage, she challenged every anti-Trump myth that anybody could possibly have. He hates women, but there he is next to the most beautiful, elegant woman, the epitome of a woman. He hates immigrants. Well, she don't sound like she's from Kentucky. I'm just saying, she is absolutely this type of immigrant that he espouses, one who came legally and one who is a value to America. And then the last thing is he hates black people. Well, nobody wears a bright yellow dress with bright yellow shoes to match but a black woman going to church on Easter Sunday. So I'm sorry. He just dispelled all the myths right there with his wife so beautifully. And I really hate that she doesn't get credit where credit is due. She should be splashed all over fashion magazines, all over everything. She's a wonderful role model.
Yeah, you're right, though. They can't give her credit for anything, and I don't know what they're afraid of. She is a wonderful woman. She's the epitome of the American dream. Who was it? Who's a late night? Let's not say his name. One of those late night show freaks was making fun of the fact that she can barely speak English. I'm going, you idiot!
Oh, yeah.
She speaks six languages.
Exactly. She's brilliant. She's talented. Yeah. She's a great mom as a role model. She protects her kids. That seems to come up first for her above anything, about being in the limelight. I mean, I think I would like to see more. I would like to hear more. I'd like to know who she is. But I'm not mad at her for staying out of the public eye.
No, I wouldn't be either. Remember when they first got elected, she didn't move to the White House right away. She hung out. She wanted him to finish school. She didn't want to rip him out of the house. But they were all saying, ooh, look at the tension in the Trump house. You know, they're no longer together. And going, come on, can you people just shut up?
They're going to turn anything into everything. Then when they couldn't attack her and be successful in that, they turned on Barron, which is the lowest of the low that you could do. Was turn on someone's child. I was telling somebody the other day on one of my shows, when I worked on the Arsenio Hall show as a joke writer, we got a message on high that we are not to make fun of, first of all, Hillary, but secondly of all, absolutely not Chelsea. And yeah. You know what? As much as I had pages and pages and pages of jokes written about the two of them, I was not mad at them either because they protected their child. And I don't think we should be making jokes about people's children. They didn't sign on for this, but what they've said and done about Barron is just... It's unconscionable. These people.
It is terrible. And again, you know, I want to go back to Melania for a minute. I was looking at pictures of when she was in England with the Queen, and you know, she just looked. And look, I'm not a fashionista, as they say, but I looked at
her. Not?
She just looked. You know, look at me. Are you serious? You're looking at finding a shirt that matches their pants. But you know, she just looked very elegant, and she looked very regal when she was there. You know, she's there with the Queen. And again, I hope you agree with me, but when I remember President Obama standing there with Mrs. Obama, you know, the two of them, she looked like, I think, one of the dresses she had on, she looked like a big pumpkin, right? I mean, this big, colorful dress.
Yeah.
Remember?
I'm not quite sure, yeah. And you know what? There was a posting today on Facebook where apparently Michelle Obama had on a yellow, sort of the same hue dress, and right next to it was a split screen of her next to Melania in a yellow dress. And and the difference was striking. Of course, I know when you're making statements like that, you choose the worst photo ever and the best photo ever of Melania, but it was effective nevertheless. And I'm not a fan of making fun of women's looks. However, in this case, I have to give us a pass because the difference is just absolutely striking. And, you know, and I know that when she went to England, the headline was, she wears a controversial hat. What's a controversial hat? Unless she had the beer thing and the straw, I'm thinking she was fine.
It was great. And again, I don't keep up on all that stuff, but it's very confusing. And she looked, you know, they always tease the president for not looking or talking presidential. She did. She looked very first lady-ish, very, a lot of class. That woman got a lot of class.
Right, but in terms of the rest of his speech, yes, it rallied his base. Yeah, I mean, and I do believe his base is growing, and I believe that his base is growing because of how horribly they treated this man, and he is still standing, and he's still doing the job for the American people. So I think he's starting to be more attractive to people who weren't previously paying attention to him. He always reminds me of that scene in Jaws, in the movie Jaws, where Richard Dreyfuss is shooting the shark, and attached to the rope are these huge barrels. And one barrel would be enough, but then he shoots another barrel, and the shark keeps going. The shark goes down, and then they shoot a third barrel, and all of them are looking very verklumped, or whatever the word is. They're like, this shark has taken down three barrels. This president has taken down three barrels and draining the swamp and making our country safer and healing the economy. And I mean, just any host of things. That's what I really loved about the speech is that he really knows how. He's very comfortable in touting his accomplishments. And I know a lot of people on the left think,
well, you know what that sound means. You have to hold your breath for a second. And we're going to go for a quick commercial break. She's not going anywhere. Sonya's going to join me on this side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump called off a military strike against Iran Thursday night, minutes before the strike was going to take place. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger on what he would support as a response.
It's the size of basically an airliner that easily could have actually been a manned aircraft if misidentified with 30 people on board is a massive escalation, and I think warrants a proportional response.
Massive roundups of illegal alien families are set to begin on Sunday. ICE agents are targeting up to 2,000 families that have been slated for deportation in several big cities. Meanwhile, in Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott is sending more National Guard troops to the border.
They will be assisting at the holding facilities with regard to security for the facilities that involve single adults. Second, they will be working in assisting Border Patrol at ports of entry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, if you want to be noticed when the show's coming up, things that are going on, and you don't want the email, some of you said I get too many emails, then listen, I give you another easy way to do this. Just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Let me bring her on because I have so much fun when she's on the show with me. Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does from time to time. Always have fun with you. Hey, and when do they get to see your show? When do you do your thing?
Well, gee, Joe, thanks for asking. that's on every Sunday night. It's 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern, obviously, and it's on Facebook Live. So you don't even have to be a friend of mine, which most people aren't. You just chime on in Facebook Live, and then I repost it during the week, so you have a chance if you don't have to see it live. But it's more fun because you can join in the chat room just like you can here and have that banter going back and forth, and it's always fun. And what I do is I don't know what I do. The show is evolving, but what I like to do is interview people, not necessarily topical topics, and not super heavy political, but things a conservative Christian audience will feel quite at home with. It's their topics right up their alley, and I like to have like phone conversations with people. It's just like me talking to a friend on the phone. It's not, you know, it's a little bit long form, and we're just having fun. I like to put people at ease and let them say what they need to say.
Well, you know, that's what I like about, you know, your show, mine, along the lines of, you know, when you're doing conversational. Right? I mean, it's not like slamming somebody with questions all the time. It's conversational, and that works out better.
Yeah.
All right. So let's have some fun.
Well, Donald Trump.
I'm having more fun with this. I'm going to have even more fun with this. I'm going to watch you blush in a second. The Donald Trump, apparently some gossip writer came out and said that he sexually assaulted her back in, I guess, the early 90s. And I don't know if you saw that today, but how many years has it been? Why didn't she come out the first time? when she tells the story about how he cornered her in a, I want you to think about this, a changing room at a, you know, at a department store, and she just figured she, you know, it was about time for her to tell it, which is why she put it in her new book.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm going to sound like the worst kind of woman ever, but, and I forget how it was described, but when even she admits, because this was a New York Times, I believe, article, so you know it's going to be skewed, but even in that article, it made it sound like, and I think the word was mutual flirt, the term was mutual flirting. So, unfortunately, you know, it's really hard to go, I was mutually flirting with a guy and we wound up in close quarters together. But my biggest problem with this is, A, it took so long to, and I'm going to play liberal devil's advocate here.
Okay.
If it happened in the 90s and she didn't come out with it, what people will say is that for women to come out and say something like this, it's such a hostile environment. They're gonna rake us through the coals. They're gonna rake our integrity, and we don't know about this woman's integrity.
Right.
So they're gonna say it's not easy for women to come out and say something like that because this woman is saying rape. She's saying he did a full blown Bill Clinton on her. She's not saying that he patted her on the butt or anything. She's saying full blown rape.
Yep.
So they're saying, their argument is, well, it's not a great environment for women. They have to really think twice about going through everything that they would have to go through. So I'm going to give her that, okay?
Okay.
But what I have a problem with is people coming out really close to someone's reelection campaign or, you know, you just lose credibility when you do something like that. So I say either just stow it, like Archie Bunker says. Just you missed your opportunity of doing that because you lose your credibility when you come out when somebody who you don't like, and I'm pretty sure she doesn't like Trump or nor her circle of friends. When you come out now, you just lose all credibility. And as a woman, it really upsets me because there are cases of abuse and rape and all that. When you diminish it this way, it's the same thing as calling everything racist. When you call everything rape, then, and you do it when somebody's being reelected that you don't like, you just lose. You know what? I think what would help women come out with much more credibility, especially women on the left. So if any women on the left are listening, come out and support a law that says if we're lying about this stuff, then it's illegal. Then it's a crime.
Right.
That would give us as women much more power, much more empowerment. I hate that word, but that's what the left tries to use. But that would mean that we're standing up for ourselves and we're putting our money where our mouths are. And we're saying that, yeah, this stuff happens to us and we're willing to stand up and fight for this stuff. And if we as women are, especially predominantly women on the left, if you're not willing to do that, then sorry. I almost said something really bad.
Thank you for not doing that. So listen, no, you're right on. I was just having this conversation with somebody earlier and saying, I said, look, I know what the response is going to be, but here's the deal. If you want to come forward with an accusation, you need to come forward with a real accusation that you can prove, that you have something that you know the police can investigate and get their hands on, right? Because the allegation becomes too easy. And then look at the people who went after Kavanaugh. Where are those women today? Why are they out free? Why are they not paying for some of the aggravation they caused that poor man?
They should. If it's not true, they should have to pay for it. And I think that would stop this sort of behavior. And if it is true, but I do understand the complication. I mean, this woman was probably rising in her career at the time where this allegedly happened.
Right.
So oftentimes they're afraid maybe to say anything. But if you're afraid to say it now, don't wait 25 years later and then say it when the guy is running for re-election. Where were you when he ran for election the first time? Then?
Right.
You know, I mean, where were you, period? If you were violated, and that's just me. If I were violated, I'd stand up. But that, I get it that it ain't everybody.
But you were in the Hollywood world, too. So I have a question for you. It's like you see all this Me Too stuff. Well, you did see it 2 years ago. It was like the biggest thing. You couldn't get away from it. And all these women that put up with it for years, not only did they put up with being assaulted themselves, but those women that worked in what's his name, Harvey Weinstein's office there, and they saw it happening, they brought the lamb to slaughter at times. aren't they responsible for this too?
Liberals are, Joe, let me just explain something to you. Liberals aren't responsible for anything. So, no, they only use the hashtag MeToo movement to try to drag Trump down with the Stormy Daniels and with the Billy Bush tape. It was, oh, they couldn't care less about, listen, half these women that are crying about hashtag MeToo, you can find nude pictures. I mean, the message is so confusing. If you don't, and I'm not saying Harvey Weinstein had a right to do whatever I'm just saying you're giving a real mixed message when I know what you look like naked. So I just think, you know, one thing that this woman said that I thought was interesting for a couple of reasons. She said that the reason that she didn't come out was because she feared Trump fans. Now, that sounds a little Jussie Smollett to me. And I'm just wondering if later on we're going to find out that she hired a black guy to dress up in whiteface to assault her. Can I tell you something that I just found out from this is like really like, this is only gossip, this is only like hearsay, but I've gotten this information from somebody who's very tied in. This is about the Smollett case, this is about this woman, about the Smollett case, but this is an angle that I have never heard, but when I heard it, I was like, that's interesting. This is a person who told this to me is very tied in to the whole gay and the LGBTQRS community. And maybe you can, if Xander sees this, he can, you know, validate this or not. But he says the whole Smollett thing was a sexual fantasy gone wrong. He says it's huge to have, in that community, to have fantasies about brothers, two twins, in a sexual relationship, and they like to get beat up. Well, who do they want to get beaten up by? Trump fans. So this, and this was a, virtually what he's saying is this.
We got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. We'll get people time to get the liquid back in their mouth. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host, Sonya Schmidt, going nowhere. We'll be back in a minute.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Isn't that just like a WOP brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROJO, 855-732-556. Remember, head up to the website. I want your email address. I send out an email once a week. Not a big deal. You can throw it in the trash if you don't want to read it, but at least sign up for it. Same thing, if you want to be notified by text message, simple. TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222, and if you're feeling generous, and even if you're not, head over there and click on the donation button, all right? Give up one of those expensive coffees, you know, you go to that nameless place, I refuse to name them, and, you know, give me the $5 you're paying for the coffee. I'll even take the $1.20 if you go to one of the cheap places like I do. But, you know, a lot of the conservative shows, they're being hit by social media, making it hard to get the message out, so you need to do what you need to do to help out. Anyway, let me bring her on. I have so much fun with her when she's on with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me again, as she does from time to time, and hopefully we'll corral her and get her here more time to time so we can have some fun with her. Thanks, Sonia. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me on. I learned so much from watching you. I only aspire to do what you do, and the fact that you have, like, real sponsors and stuff, I can't even imagine that. But it's true. We work so hard, and we work for free, and we, you know, at least I am right now. I'm just feeling out what my show is. I'm so enjoying it. I'm glad I'm growing an audience, and they're hanging with me. And eventually, I'm going to start charging you. But right now, it's all freaking fun.
Send the bill. I'll put where the rest of them go. In the early days, you used to guest host for me when I had to run out.
And yeah.
I don't know if she's still in the business, but you had a friend that used to have to wear the Groucho Marx sunglasses, right, or glasses, because she worked in Hollywood. She couldn't be affiliated with a conservative show.
Yeah, buddy, yeah, and it turned out badly for me. I got kicked out. I really literally got a phone call one day. I was like, hello, and they said, hello, this is Hollywood. You're out of here. And I haven't been back since. Hollywood is such a special place. It was one place that I could be creative and do what I do, but you're not allowed to do that if you're a Republican. And the money there is so fantastic. I used to make enough money in residuals. That just means when they rerun your show, they have to pay you. This is not for going into work. This is not for putting a pen to paper. This is just because they've re-aired your show. And I made more money in residuals than most Americans make in an entire year. Yes, and today I got a little green envelope. They always come in little green envelopes, our residuals. And now I go, is it going to be more than $12 or less than $12? Because the more they re-air the show, the less money you get. And my shows now are so old that, the money is very... Long story short, it was $6.17. And as grateful as I am... I was like, boy, have I fallen from grace. I would love to work in Hollywood. It's what I do. I mean, I teach, I help people with their writing. I'm going to have an author on the show this Sunday, and I love people who write, but I'm not allowed to do it in Hollywood anymore. And not only is it politically discriminating, but also there are very few women when I started in comedy, and even less people of color, black people.
Wow. Yeah, you talked about that before. We'll have to talk about that again sometime, about how you broke in. I mean, here you are, a female breaking into a business that's dominated by males, and on top of that, as you said, not many people of color. Can we still use that term? Is it color people of color?
I can say color people, but you can't. But I don't even like people of color. What is that? I'm black.
You know,
we fought so hard to be black and proud, and now all of a sudden liberals change, and now I'm African American. I don't know nothing about Africa.
Well, it's like Rachel Dolezal. Just when we started to get this thing under control, then you have the Rachel Dolezal that comes out, and she's a white woman that identifies as a black woman, and we're supposed to accept that, and it's just it's too confusing. You know what I mean?
You know what? But I love that liberals are doing all this, and they have all these. I was listening to your guest Xander, and it just rolled out of his tongue, this binary. I don't even know how to say any of that stuff. But I think that they're getting us so sick and friggin' tired of this junk. I think that's why Trump's audience is growing, because it's getting to be silly season. It's just so crazy, and the fact that they want to put legislation behind this that we are not allowed to, it's under the penalty of law that we may say or not say the right thing. They're asking for trouble. They're asking for people to run out.
If you really want to talk about trouble, let's talk about reparations, right? So, and Gavin Newsom, our wonderful governor, you see he's flirting with the Native Americans, and he's even mentioned that there might be reparations for them. And I'm thinking, we have no money now. What are you going to give reparations of? But I was watching the hearings in D.C. this week, with the congressional hearings, and they had a couple of, African-American people on the... And that's the other thing. The one fellow I was dealing with said, stop calling me African-American. I can't find African on the map. My family's from Belize.
Right.
Right? So, but the bottom line with it was, as these two articulate people... We're talking about how they made it. One guy was very poor, made it on his own, doing well, didn't want reparations, felt that all reparations did was make them a victim, all right? And then the other young man said, look, I grew up in a black family in an affluent neighborhood. I went to a very affluent school. I've got a great job. I make great money. I don't know what the problem is here. And the black community in the room was booing him.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. And when it was all over, the old white guy running the meeting discounted and poo-pooed the black guy that was telling him what to do. They've already figured out what they think is right for you, haven't they?
Well, I sure thank them, because I sure wouldn't know what to do if it wasn't for the kindness of white people. I mean, that's how they're making us come off. I am insulted, but I remember when I was writing my children's book, and I was, like I said, I've been a welfare mom. I had a high school education. With that, with the help of what you call books, I learned how to write television scripts. I got a job in television when I got kicked out of Hollywood. It was during the same time I was becoming a children's author. And I remember looking up one day while writing this book, and I had also been a hairdresser. I mean, there's been so many things I've been in my life. And I remember looking up one day and going, only in America could a black woman who has no education, who is a welfare mom. I've got two children from two different baby daddies because I lived a liberal lifestyle. But I've been able to have these incredible, and now I'm on Fox News. I'm on all these different places. Dennis Miller show. I'm in my car one day, and Dennis Miller is talking about this woman who's coming on the show tomorrow, and it's me as I'm going to a dance class. And I'm like, only in America. Where else can I be? So when these people talk to me like, I can't do it without their help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they spent half their time encouraging people that they can do and helping them in truly helpful ways, but they can't do that because they can't get the votes. They've trained up black people to want the freebies and feel like they deserve the freebies. I say anybody who wants to give reparations, of course, liberals don't like to give people free will. But if you allow people to have free will, those who want to give reparations, maybe they can do that and figure it all out. In the meantime, I'm going to be over here doing my next venture because I can do that in America.
Yeah. Isn't it great? I mean, and that's why a lot of the immigrants who came here came to America for a better opportunity. They came the right way because it's kind of hard to have a better opportunity if you're hiding from the police all the time. But
It really is, and it's so ugly. And the fact that Republicans want them to assimilate, because I remember when assimilation became a bad word in the black community. You could not say that, believe it or not.
Wow.
They felt that that was racist. But the fact that we would want them to assimilate and that we would want them to adopt the American dream only and to learn English will only help them become more successful. However, if they become more successful, they're likely to vote Republican, and they cannot have that. This is all about power and votes.
You know,
many votes.
We live in a state where they say education is cherished, but when you go into the inner cities, and right now they're trying to wipe out charter schools here, one of the few type of schools that when you talk about the African American community, those schools reach the African American community like no other, but let's not even talk about that for the moment, but you know, back in the days of Jim Crow, you couldn't teach a black person how to read. You couldn't educate. It was against the law. Because if you kept them dumb, you kept them down. And look at what's happened to the education system in the inner city over the last 50 years.
It's all systematic. I mean, I think one of the guys on this committee that you're speaking of, I think it was this guy who quoted that 75% of black male children in the inner city cannot read.
Yeah.
So if you're going to give them money for not being able to succeed, not being able to read, what message does that give? But here's the good news. I mean, we can say, here's the good news is that there's Blexit, and there's Candace Owens, there's all these, yep, these people who are rising up. They're having conventions. There's gay black men who are coming out, and they're speaking to that community in a way that it wasn't done when I first started this. I mean, there was probably a handful of us that I could count on my hand that were coming out and taking this risk and talking about this. And now I have more black conservatives on my Facebook page than
all right,
I could have ever imagined.
Quick, tell people to find you. You got 10 seconds.
Sonia Schmidt website. The Sonia Schmidt Live Show on Facebook.
All right, well, we'll post it up too, Sonia. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of, well, have a great weekend and a great rest of the day. We'll catch you next week.